title of this article is Deep Brain Stimulation Electrode Modeling in Rats. This study was led by Andrew Andry from the Institute of General Electrical Engineering at the University of Rostock, with Ursula van Rienen from the same institution as senior author. It was published in Experimental Neurology in 2022. This was a multi-center collaboration involving researchers from institutions across Germany, including the University of Rostock, Charité Berlin, the University Hospital of Würzburg, and Harvard Medical School. This paper addresses the critical need for standardized, neuroimaging-based electrode localization methods in rat models of deep brain stimulation research, moving beyond traditional postmortem histological approaches. Deep brain stimulation has become an established therapeutic intervention for a growing range of brain disorders, particularly movement disorders such as Parkinson's disease, dystonia, and essential tremor. The technology not only provides therapeutic benefit, but has opened a unique window into understanding the pathophysiology of these conditions by allowing researchers to record electrophysiological data from the living human brain. However, for ethical reasons, many fundamental scientific questions cannot be directly addressed in human subjects, making animal models essential for advancing our understanding of DBF mechanisms and exploring novel stimulation targets. Animal models, particularly rodent models using 6-hydroxydopamine lesioning and non-human primate models using MPTP, have been instrumental in advancing our knowledge of DBS effects. These models offer several advantages over human studies, including the ability to record from multiple brain regions simultaneously and the capacity to perform controlled histological examination of electrode placement. However, the field has relied heavily on postmortem histological verification of electrode placement, which the authors argue has significant limitations that may be hindering progress. The primary objective of the study was to adapt the established open-source LeadDBS software pipeline, which has become standard for electrode localization in human DBS research, for use in rat models. The authors specifically aimed to validate this neuroimaging-based approach by comparing it with conventional histological methods and demonstrating inter-rater reliability. Secondary objective was to integrate this localization pipeline with the USSDBS computational platform to enable sophisticated modeling of the volume of tissue activated and pathway activation models in rat brains. Moving to the study methods, this was a methodological validation study conducted across two research centers in Germany, with 11 male rats examined between the Department of Neurology in Rostock and the University Hospital of Würzburg. The multi-center design was intentionally chosen to test the robustness of the approach across different protocols and institutions, which would strengthen the generalizability of the findings. Study population consisted of 6 male adult Wisterhahn rats from Rostock and 5 male adult Sprague Dolly rats from Würzburg. Sample size calculations were not reported, as this was primarily a methodological feasibility study focused on establishing and validating the technical approach. Inclusion criteria required successful stereotactic implantation of monopolar DBS electrodes targeting the subthalamic nucleus. Only exclusion was one animal from Rostock that developed an infection at the implantation site with electrode dislocation. All animals were housed under standard laboratory conditions with a 12-hour light arc cycle and food and water available ad libitum. The experimental protocols were approved by local animal care committees and conducted according to European guidelines. Different electrode types were employed to test the generalizability of the approach. In Rostock, customized monopolar platinum electrodes with polyamide insulation were used, having a diameter of 225 micrometers with round tips. In Würzburg, monopolar platinum iridium electrodes with epoxy insulation were employed, featuring a smaller diameter of 125 micrometers with taper tips. Target coordinates differed slightly between sites based on local protocols, but were both aimed at the dorsolateral subthalamic nucleus using stereotactic coordinates from the Pexinos and Watson Atlas. Importantly, no actual stimulation was delivered in ear cohort, as the focus was purely on electrode localization methodology. For outcome measures, the primary outcome was the accuracy of neuroimaging-based electrode localization compared to histological verification, quantified using root mean square error between the two methods. The electrode tip coordinates were determined in two ways. First, using the adapted LeadDBS pipeline with postoperative CT scans co-registered to the Waxhome Space Atlas, and second, through conventional histological examination with Nissl staining. Secondary outcomes included inter-rater reliability between two independent users of the LeadDBS software, the feasibility of group-level visualization of electrode placements, and successful integration with computational modeling platforms. Statistical analysis involved descriptive statistics for electrode coordinates and calculation of root mean square errors between localization methods. Inter-rater agreement was assessed by comparing electrode localizations performed independently by two trained users. Comparison between neuroimaging and histological methods required coordinate transformation between different atlas systems, accomplished by measuring distances relative to anatomical landmarks, such as Bregma and the anterior commissure. No formal hypothesis testing was performed given the exploratory nature of this methodological study. Examining the results, the study successfully enrolled and analyzed 10 of 11 implanted animals, with one excluded due to electrode dislocation from infection. The baseline characteristics showed that all animals were adult males of similar age and weight at the time of implantation. The two strains used, Wisterhahn and Sprague Dolly rats, were chosen to test the approach across genetically different but commonly used laboratory rat strains. Protocol completion was high, with successful postoperative CT imaging in all included animals and histological verification in 6 animals. The primary outcome, the neuroimaging-based electrode localization method, demonstrated good accuracy when compared to histological verification. The root mean square error between the two methods did not exceed 1 millimeter in any of the 5 animals where direct comparison was possible. The highest discrepancy was observed in the anterior-posterior direction with an RMSE of 0.64 millimeters when measured relative to Bregma. The dorsoventral direction showed the largest RMSE of 0.7 millimeters when measured relative to the anterior commissure. The medial lateral direction showed the best agreement between methods, with RMSEs of 0.27 and 0.31 millimeters relative to Bregma and anterior commissure, respectively. Regarding secondary outcomes, the study demonstrated excellent inter-rater reliability between two independent users of the LEAD-DBS software. Both users achieved very similar electrode localizations when working independently on the same datasets, suggesting that the method is robust and not heavily dependent on user expertise once basic training is provided. Group visualization capabilities successfully demonstrated electrode placement patterns across multiple animals, allowing for easy identification of outliers and systematic placement errors. The integration with OSSDBS was successfully demonstrated, enabling computation of volumes of tissue activated and pathway activation modeling in one exemplar animal. One particularly interesting finding emerged from the visual comparison of localization methods. In several cases, both the neuroimaging and histological approaches agreed on whether the electrode tip was located within the intended target structure or had missed it. For example, in animal W2, both methods confirmed that the electrode tip was located within the subthalamic nucleus at its dorsal border, while in animal W4, both methods indicated that the electrode had missed the target and was located more anteriorly in the entopeduncular nucleus. According to the author's interpretation, they view their findings as strong evidence that neuroimaging-based electrode localization can provide accuracy comparable to the current histological gold standard while offering significant practical advantages. They emphasize that the high inter-rater reliability demonstrates the method's robustness and potential for standardization across different research groups. Authors interpret the slight dorsal bias they observed in the neuroimaging method compared to histology as potentially reflecting limitations in the histological approach rather than errors in the neuroimaging technique, citing tissue damage during electrode extraction as a possible source of histological inaccuracy. Authors contextualize their work within the broader evolution of DBS research, noting that human DBS studies have increasingly moved toward neuroimaging-based localization methods due to their superior accuracy and capabilities for integration with advanced imaging modalities. They propose that similar advantages could benefit animal research, particularly the ability to perform longitudinal studies without sacrificing animals and the capacity to combine electrode localization with diffusion tensor imaging or functional MRI data. Critically appraising the internal validity of the study, there are several strengths and limitations to consider. The multicenter design enhances the robustness of the findings by testing the approach under different protocols and with different electrode types. The use of two independent raters for the neuroimaging analysis reduces the risk of systematic bias in electrode localization. However, the study is limited by its small sample size and the fact that only a subset of animals had both neuroimaging and histological data available for direct comparison. Significant methodological concern is that the study directly co-registered postoperative CT scans to an Atlas MRI rather than to individual preoperative MRI scans of each animal. While the authors justify this approach by citing the relative anatomical uniformity of laboratory rat strains compared to humans, this represents a departure from optimal practice in human DBS imaging and could introduce systematic errors. The study also used different coordinate systems for the neuroimaging and histological analyses, requiring transformations that may have introduced additional uncertainty. Regarding external validity, the study population was limited to adult male rats from two specific strains, which may limit generalizability to other strains, ages, or sexes commonly used in DBS research. The electrodes used were specifically designed for DBS applications, and it remains unclear how well the approach would work with different electrode designs used for recording applications. The target region studied was limited to the subthalamic nucleus, and validation in other common DBS targets would strengthen confidence in the approach. The study's relevance is somewhat limited by the fact that no actual stimulation was delivered, meaning that some important aspects of chronic DBS studies, such as tissue responses to long-term stimulation, were not evaluated. Additionally, the CT imaging resolution, while superior to typical human imaging, may still be insufficient to detect subtle electrode placement differences that could be functionally important given the small size of rat brain structures. The study represents an important step towards standardizing electrode localization methods in rodent DBS research and could facilitate better comparison of results across research groups. The demonstrated integration with computational modeling platforms opens new possibilities for understanding DBS mechanisms through sophisticated biophysical modeling. However, further validation studies with larger sample sizes, different target regions, and comparison with actual functional outcomes would strengthen the evidence base before widespread adoption. Future research should focus on validating this approach in animals that actually receive chronic stimulation to assess how tissue responses might affect localization accuracy. Studies comparing functional outcomes between animals with precisely localized electrodes versus those with off-target placement would help establish the clinical relevance of the improved localization accuracy. Additionally, expansion of the approach to other commonly targeted brain regions and integration with advanced imaging techniques like diffusion tensor imaging would broaden its utility. Now to how this paper has been received in the field. The 2022 paper, Deep Brain Stimulation Electrode Modeling in Rats, by Andrew Andre and colleagues, has garnered limited citations since its publication in Experimental Neurology, with no specific counts available from Google Scholar or Semantic Scholar in the search results, suggesting modest impact to date given its recency as of early 2026. It adapts the human LEAD-DBS pipeline for precise, neuroimaging-based reconstruction of DBS electrode placements in rats, validated against histological methods with high inter-rater concordance, and extends to simulations of activation volumes and pathway models using OSSDBS software. This contributes to rodent DBS research, particularly for Parkinson's disease modeling, by enabling in vivo localizations combined with advanced imaging like diffusion MRI, filling a gap beyond primate or mouse studies. No direct replications, refutations, or key follow-up papers are evident, though it appears alongside related works on DBS mechanisms in NITRC listings, indicating routine integration into open-source neuromodulation tools without standout influence. Corrigendum was issued for the paper, as noted in separate PubMed entries, likely addressing minor technical or typographical issues common in modeling studies, but no retractions, expressions of concern, or peer criticisms surface in available data. Post-publication discussions are absent, pointing to an uncontroversial reception in the field of DBS animal modeling. Work's current standing reflects standard advancement in reproducible, software-driven electrode analysis for basic neuroscience, with consensus leaning toward its validity as a practical open-source tool, though its broader importance remains niche amid growing human-focused DBS research. Limited reception, data situates it as a supportive methodological paper rather than a field-defining study. Summary: this methodological study successfully adapted an established human DBS electrode localization pipeline for use in rat models, demonstrating comparable accuracy to histological methods while offering significant practical advantages. The high inter-rater reliability and successful integration with computational modeling platforms support the potential utility of this approach. However, the small sample size and methodological limitations suggest that additional validation work is needed before the technique can fully replace histological verification in rodent DBS research. The work represents a valuable contribution towards standardizing and improving electrode localization methods in animal models of deep brain stimulation.